The Israeli and Palestinian prime ministers held their second meeting tonight in Jerusalem. Ariel Sharon and Mahmoud Abbas are looking for common ground to bring to their meetings next week with President Bush in Jordan. At the top of Israel's agenda is a halt to Palestinian attacks against Israelis. Abbas is working on a ceasefire with the Islamist Hamas faction and is seeking from Israel a relaxation of the closures and curfews that have paralyzed the West Bank and Gaza Strip. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, what did the two leaders have to say after their meeting?
Well, Prime Minister Sharon's spokesman said Sharon offered to withdraw his forces from Palestinian city centers, providing Palestinian security forces could assume control. A statement from Mr. Abbas's office said he preferred to begin that process in the northern Gaza Strip. The Israelis added that there are some unilateral offers they're willing to make, such as releasing Palestinian prisoners, transferring some tax money, and easing work restrictions on the Palestinians. Abbas called the meeting candid and beneficial. He went into this meeting sounding optimistic about a ceasefire with Hamas. Another faction, Islamic Jihad, may adopt a similar approach, but the Al-Aqsa Brigade, linked to the Fatah movement, has said so far no ceasefire. And even that wouldn't satisfy Sharon and won't satisfy President Bush unless a ceasefire is a prelude to a real disarmament effort.
Both prime ministers are under fire from hardline factions who take a rather harsh view of this roadmap. They say this roadmap for the peace process is a disaster in the making. Confronting those factions would have to come early in the process for both men, I assume.
It could. On the Israeli side, much of Prime Minister Sharon's own Likud party calls the roadmap a trap, and the feelings get even stronger and more hostile as you go into the right-wing religious members of his coalition. Dismantling settlements could be an explosive issue. That is not in the first phase, but there is something about stopping growth in the first phase of the roadmap, and that could be difficult. Mr. Abbas is facing the showdown with Hamas and Islamic Jihad that I already mentioned. They both reject the roadmap, call Sharon's acceptance of it a trick. Abbas has an additional problem in that Yasser Arafat remains officially in charge of international negotiations for the Palestinians, and we're already seeing some tensions in that arena.
If there's going to be a new effort to let diplomacy work, it will require a dramatic increase in trust on both sides, and we've seen another day of violence in the Palestinian territories.
That's right. We're hearing talk of ceasefires and withdrawal of troops, but we're seeing very much business as usual. There have been Palestinian rockets launched at southern Israel, and then early today, the army moved into Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip, arrested 29 people. The army says soldiers shot and killed a 24-year-old Hamas fighter when he failed to heed warning shots. The man's family tells a very different story of a wounded man being taken out of a car and shot at point-blank range by a soldier. There was also action in the West Bank town of Jenin. An Islamic Jihad member was killed today. And the Bush administration certainly recognizes Israel's right to defend itself, but the White House also knows that any effort to halt these Palestinian attacks will also depend on the army curtailing its assassinations, home demolitions, and the like.
Finally, Peter, even though Sharon and Abbas have met twice now, the White House has decided that President Bush will meet with the two men separately next week in Aqaba and only hold a three-way meeting if events warrant that. Could this be seen as a sign that the president is wary of being pulled too deeply into the details of Middle East peacemaking?
Well, if history's any guide, such caution is very well advised. Remember, these are the first few meetings in what could be a very long process, if it succeeds at all. And with the election season coming up in Washington, both sides here doubt the president will go too far out on a limb at this point.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Michelle.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.